With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Local gas prices fall. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas fell 11 cents to $5.83 a gallon. The average price for premium self-service dipped 13 cents, taking it to $6.32 and making up for the 13-cent price increase seen on July 1st. The average price of diesel is now $6.17, a 1-cent drop. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas on Walker's Road for $5.62. That's 16 cents cheaper than last week's lowest price. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.63 a gallon. You can find the latest gas prices at offreg.ky. It's a financial boost for ex-gratia payments. Finance Committee Chair, the Honorable Rolston Anglin.
Supplementary expenditure with respect to TP-47 ex-gratia benefit payments for seafarers and veterans for an increase of $1,275,000 being approved. Please say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Social Development Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, says the money is for the continuation of the ex-gratia benefits to seamen and ex-servicemen for the 2026 financial year, prompting a question from Georgetown MP Roy McTaggart.
The 1.275 is sufficient to carry you through the year. Are we looking for further additions, appropriations for September when we come back?
Through you, Mr. Chair. We will more than likely be seeking supplementaries when we come back in September.
This brings the total 2026 budget for ex-gratia benefit payments to seafarers and veterans to $11.2 million. Justice Dale Palmer, a judge of the Supreme Court of Jamaica, has returned to Cayman to serve as an acting judge of the Grand Court, assisting in the criminal division. On July 7th, Justice Palmer was sworn in by Her Excellency the Governor ahead of the commencement of his current appointment, which will run through August 21st. Justice Palmer has served as an acting judge of the Grand Court since 2021, returning annually to support the work of the criminal division. Shark Awareness Day is next week, and the Department of Environment has two special treats for you.
Watch a live necropsy. A necropsy is a dissection of a dead shark to determine the cause of death. On July 14th, we will perform this routine post-mortality exam on a deceased nurse shark.
DOE shark expert Dr. Joanna Kohler tells Radio Cayman you can learn about nurse shark anatomy, behavior, local shark populations, and dangers to sharks in the Cayman Islands. That starts at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday. And then later that night, you can head over to an evening of sharks at the Ritz Ballroom from 6 to 9 p.m. to catch the tagged and tracked documentary film screening, demonstrations of research technology, and a panel discussion where you can meet the team, learn about the science, ask questions, and have fun with the DOE shark research team. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Trump says the ceasefire with Iran is over, blasting it as scum after fresh exchanges of fire. Speaking at a NATO summit, he described Iranian authorities as sick and violent, saying he didn't want to engage with them. Efforts to present a united front at the NATO summit have been disrupted by President Trump's continued criticism of European allies. He's revived his interest in taking over Greenland, prompting Denmark's Prime Minister to say her country was ready to defend its Arctic territory. Mr. Trump has also lashed out at Spain, threatening to cut off all trade. In response, Brussels said it expected Washington to honour its trade obligations. Ukraine has kept up its bombing campaign, targeting remote Russian oil refineries, leading to a nationwide petrol crisis. Two refineries were hit in Tatarstan and one in Saratov. A court in Berlin has sentenced a German palliative care doctor to life in prison for murdering 15 of his patients. The 41-year-old was described as having a lust for murder. He gave 12 women and 3 men lethal combinations of muscle relaxants and anaesthetics without their knowledge while visiting them at home in the early 2020s. Funeral ceremonies for the late Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei have continued in the Iraqi city of Najaf, one of the holiest sites in Shia Islam. Crowds of mourners followed his coffin that was driven on a truck to the shrine of Imam Ali. BBC News.